Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Hongaji. Moili'ili Hongaji is a Chodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihongaji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Kameji and Kume Oyamada. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Tomo Hojo of West Kauai Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Hojo.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to White Whale Radio. Time flies by so fast. It is the first weekend of September. As MC mentioned earlier, I am serving at the West Kauai Honganji Mission, and we have been having Zoom Sunday services for almost a year. It may be a part of our new normal. Not only Zoom Sunday, but many things are also changing in our world. When I read the newspaper, I feel that what Shakyamuni Buddha said is true. He taught us the four maxims of existence, which are: life is a bumpy road, life is impermanent, life is interdependent, life is fundamentally good. Sometimes I forget about that and make a mistake. How about you? We expect the same things to happen every day, but due to COVID-19, we faced a big bump. As a result, we realized that nothing stays the same. Everything is changing. Even our Sunday service, which we used to have in person every week, changed to online. COVID-19 is only one virus, but it's changed many things all over the world because everything is connected. Reverend Dr. Kenneth Tanaka said, "With the right attitude and view, and despite the bumps, I can find much joy and meaning in my life. At times, though, life seems bleak. I can make things brighter by remembering the Buddhist teachings." Shakyamuni Buddha tells us, "With our minds, we make the world." He's saying that life is very much what you choose to make it. In a well-known Buddhist metaphor, water appears differently according to the perceiver. To the hungry ghost, the water is a dirty pond. For a fish, it is a place to live. And for a human, it is something to drink. However, for the bodhisattva, who realized deep awareness and compassion for others, the water is a bed of shining jewels. There is only one object, but there are four levels of awareness. The more we foster bodhisattva awareness, the more we experience our lives as fundamentally good. learning Buddhism means to learn the Buddha's point of view. I had an experience which taught me how important the right view is. One of our temple members was coordinating a volunteer program. A part of their program was to deliver dinner to kupunas once a week. They ordered plate lunches from local restaurants, and volunteers delivered the meals to their kupuna's houses. It was a good program, and I enjoyed volunteering. One day, I was carrying cooler boxes, which had 50 plate lunches each. I was just holding the box as usual and tried to carry it. At the same time, when something happened to my back, it was so sore. While delivering the plate lunches, my back was not too bad. After I finished, my back got worse. Even if I just sat down on my bed or laid down, it was so sore. If you had or have a sore back, you may know how sore it can be. Even when I went to the bathroom and sat down, I had to hold the wall. It was the second time I got a sore back. The first time happened while carrying tables from the social hall by myself, but this time it was worse. In my mind, I am still young, like a teenager, and think it's easy to carry heavy items by myself. But when I get a sore back, I have to face reality and realize that I am in my 30s already. I am no longer a teenager. My father always told me that when you carry a heavy item, squat down, hold the item, and stand up. Protect your back. I was just remembering his word, but not following what he said. And as a result, I got a sore back. It took 2 weeks to recover. It happened to me because I did not have the right view and seeing my true self. In my mind, I was still young and healthy, but my actual body is not. It is difficult to see things as it is. Shinran Shonin said in the hymns of the Pure Land Master, number 95, "My eyes being hindered by blind passions, I cannot perceive the light that grasps me. Yet great compassion without tiring illumines me always. Due to my blind passions, I had a hard time seeing the truth. Amida's light is always shining on us and embraces us with great compassion, without tiring. During this COVID-19 pandemic, there are many fears or difficulty around us. But please remember that Amida Buddha's great compassion, without tiring, illumines us. and guides us always. Let's keep listening to Amida Buddha's teachings and say the words of appreciation to Amida Buddha, which is Namo Amida Butsu. Please put your hands together in Gassho and let us recite Onenbutsu together. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Hojo, for your thoughtful Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonkanji.org. Tomorrow, September 5th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Remembrance Service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Moiliilihonkanji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Reverend Tomo Hojo of West Kauai Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Barbara Brennan, minister's lay assistant with Tokudo ordination from the Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin. Namo Amida Butsu.